We want to update you on a story that we've been following throughout this year. Back in February, the Obama administration approved a $1.25 billion court-ordered settlement for black farmers who claimed they were discriminated against by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Not just claimed that they were, but were affirmed by the courts that they were the victims of discrimination. Congress failed to approve these funds seven times since that settlement was announced. But yesterday, African-American farmers finally got their way. Congress approved the 2010 Claims Settlement Act, and it now awaits President Obama's approval. Here with us again is Gary Grant, president of the Black Farmers and Agriculturalists Association. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Celeste. How are you?
Clearly a happy story to you, but let's very, very quickly run back through the history of this. Again, like I said, this was a court decision in which the court decided that black farmers had been discriminated against, and many black farmers then got a payout from the government. Why was there still a settlement pending?
Because so many farmers did not know that a class action had been filed due to the process that was used of notification, and many of them never had the opportunity to file their claims, and when they did, they were just sent back to them telling them that their claims were filed too late.
All right, so the Claims Settlement Act is passed. It will go to the president's desk. He's fairly certain to sign it. Does this settle it for you? Is this now over?
Well, as we would say, a bittersweet victory and too little, too late. I don't think that it settles it. Some of the language in that bill and some of the discussions that were held on the House floor, language in the bill that talks about fraud, possibility of fraud, language in the bill that says people will be investigated, it can really scare. And there's nothing in the bill that says that the government has to make the farmer whole again.
All right. Well, let me play you one of the critics of this bill. This is Representative Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota.
Where our concern lies is in the area of what appears to be massive and widespread fraud and abuse of the Pigford process.
So she's talking about the original Pigford lawsuit filed against the USDA in 1997. It was settled in 1999. And at that point, that's when the original 13,000 farmers were compensated. These are the rest of the farmers. This is called the Pigford II settlement for many people. Is it not natural to want to protect against abuses of the system?
I have no problem about protecting against abuses to the system, but to have language in the bill that is saying that no one is going to walk in and just pick up $50,000. Every claim has to be proven on its own merit. So it's not like I'm a black man, I was farming, where's my money? That doesn't happen. It doesn't happen that way. It just goes to me to show the continued racism and racist actions that our government continues to have towards black people in the country.
But you just said nobody's going to walk in and get $50,000. Here's another comment from Michelle Bachmann. She's claiming exactly that.
This is $50,000 in tax-free money to every single claimant. What we have heard from whistleblowers that have come forward is there are people living in urban areas in high-rises who are getting $50,000 claims who've never lived on a farm and never been on a farm before.
Gary Grant of the Black.
This is not $50,000 that is tax free. It is being reported to the Internal Revenue Service. It is being reported to the states in which people reside. This is just, again, one of these hoaxes to get people roused up about black people being compensated for the wrong that has been done to them in this country.
All right. Well, it's a settlement that doesn't appear to be settling all that much. Gary Grant's the president of the Black Farmers and Agriculture Association. But the settlement itself is probably settled. It goes to the president's desk soon and will probably get his approval.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.